let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio today with Father John Wargle. Welcome back, Father John. Good to see you.
Yes, Danny. You know, are you having a good Christmas season?
I know. It actually was terrible. I got COVID. I got COVID, and I could not do anything for about a full 8 days.
Wow.
And because I got this, I actually tested negative for COVID, but this cough kept lingering.
Oh, yeah.
And you can even still hear it in my voice a little bit.
Right.
That it's, and I didn't want to go anywhere. So I missed all the parties. I was supposed to play music down in Sykesville. I was supposed to go to my wife's, Doris's family party in Frederick. My brother had a big party for the Gallagher family, and I missed all of that.
Yeah. You know, when I ask people how their Christmas was, you know,
yeah,
I think it's 50-50. Some say it's really great. The other said, I'm sick.
I know. You know? Well, there's a lot of people, you know, the flu's going around. It's been really big.
Yeah. Well, anyways, glad that you're back.
Thank you.
Maybe you're deep, rich radio voice is not quite what it was.
Yeah, a little gravelly.
A little gravelly.
Yeah. It'll take a little bit to get it back.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about Joseph. And the incredible thing about this post from ancienthopes.org was that it's so funny because you say, well, we've been talking all about Joseph and focusing on Joseph, but you got to remember, he's got a family. And they're doing something else, and we need to get back to them. And I thought to myself, yeah, the story of Joseph is so intriguing, and it's like all-encompassing for me this whole time. And now we're rotating back to talk about what's happening with his family.
Right. It's so easy when we call it the Joseph story, you think that it's, you know, about a single guy, you know. But no, it's about a family. And
right.
We are coming back to the family after 20 years. The scene shifts from this magnificent court in Egypt and the splendid situation that Joseph finds himself. And remember in our last post, the question was he going to be Egyptian now?
Right, sure. Just
has he forgotten his roots?
Right, immerse himself in the whole pagan philosophy of the Egyptians,
right?
Or will he remember who he really is?
Yeah, and it's at this critical point that everything shifts back to home.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah, so we have these opening sentences. When Jacob learned that there was grain in Egypt, he said to his sons, why do you look at one another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down and buy grain for us there that we may live and not die. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it's very interesting that he says, why are you looking at one another?
Right.
And that could be a matter of speech, right?
Yeah.
But when you know that what's going on here, that's more, you know, something deeper is happening.
Yeah. What's in the minds of those brothers that they didn't want to think about at all and probably hadn't thought about through the whole 7 years of well, it was even longer than that,
yeah,
but
right,
the 7 years of the good times in Egypt, remember,
right,
those were supposed to be 7 years, and now we're into the famine part.
We're into the famine part. Before all that, you know, I think if I calculated right, it's 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, amazing.
Right, yeah. So anyways, we see that there's a certain hesitancy on the brother's part when they are commanded by their father to go down to Egypt.
Right.
And we, who know the story, know that Egypt must not be a comfortable thought for them.
Yeah, they don't want to think about it. They don't want to think what possibly could have happened.
That's right. They sold their brother to
the traveling group,
and mm-hmm. they knew that was they were going down to Egypt, and you know, if you put yourself in their place, I'm sure they never talked about this.
Yeah, right. It was
You talk about this?
Yes.
Right? After 20 years, you
this
know?
Decision that you made to essentially kill off your brother.
Right. You know, they desperately try to forget it, but, you know, you can only shove it down so deep and so long, right?
Yeah.
And it sort of keeps coming up in mm-hmm. their consciences.
Yeah.
And so the gruffness of the father toward his brothers would indicate that his attitude toward them hasn't changed.
Yeah, right.
And the brothers' hesitancy in looking at each other shows us that there's these old wounds that refuse to heal but are now being irritated again.
Yeah.
And what we have here is a family that's going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a possible situation for all of us,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, when we don't really deal with past sins, there's just something that goes on with us.
Yeah.
And we can't really grow. And quite frankly, we are always in motion when you really think about it. We're either going forward or going backwards. Even when we feel like we're stuck, you know, if we're not growing, we're not getting any better.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Spiritually, right. But there's, I guess we could use this imagery that the soul has become dormant. And I think that their souls have become dormant.
Yeah.
That they're not freed to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Frozen in time, kind of.
Yeah. And each man is living in his own locked room.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good image.
Yeah.
For me, it was a very good image.
Yeah. So, you know, what do you do when you're in your locked room? Okay. I mean, brothers could justify themselves because they live in a dysfunctional family. And it's always easy to lay the blame on our dad because he is kind of like the hub, as we said, of the dysfunction of the family.
Yeah.
But everybody's got to make their decisions, right? And so there's no way out for them in their own minds. They can't talk with anyone else. Everybody's in their secret place, right?
Yeah.
And so they labor under the sins of anger, resentment, and probably even hatred. You know, this is all the offspring of pride.
Yeah.
Their pride has been hurt, and they have been forced into a place where they just can't get out.
Yep.
So this is the opposite, though, of what we've seen with Joseph, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was in a dark place, too.
Yeah.
Right? Talk about living in a locked room. He was living in a locked room.
Literally. Yeah.
Literally.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
This is the opposite, though, of what we've seen with Joseph, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was in a dark place, too.
Yeah.
Right? Talk about living in a locked room. He was living in a locked room.
Literally, yeah.
Literally. But, you know, he is a child of promise. He had those encounters with Jesus. Or, well, it was with Jesus, we believe.
Yeah.
With God, with right? God, yeah. And those sustained him. And still, he's in a strange place. There's something going on in Joseph himself that's not yet resolved.
Yeah, he seems to have lost a little bit of who he is.
Right.
But it's not like the brothers. The brothers really have completely lost,
to me. Yeah.
Completely lost who they are because of that event that happened so many years ago and their inability to resolve it.
Right, right. So we have, everything's unresolved, especially even with the dad, okay?
Yeah,
he's just deep into grief. And, you know, in a way, I'm really sensitive to people who have fallen deep into grief. I mean, Jacob's idolatry of Rachel and Joseph, and now his idolatry of Benjamin.
Right.
Because he won't let Benjamin go down with these guys because he doesn't want to lose him. And so
another favorite,
yeah. You know, so if we're, you know, I can think of a lot of bad things that, quite frankly, in a lot of ways, a lot of bad things have happened in life. And as I look back at it, I say, well, you know, God got me through them. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, can you imagine losing a spouse, losing a child?
Yeah.
One thing I've learned in life is that we're far more fragile than we think we are.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So in a way, I kind of feel sorry for Jacob, you know, even though a lot of his sorrows about his idolatry, still his children are gifts from God. I mean, you know, our children are people, you know, in a way they're not idols. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. In the sense that we made them, it's that they're gifted to us and they're so, you know, they're so precious.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you feel for him,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So here we are, a man deep in sorrow, sons who are living with guilt and in their own locked rooms. And there doesn't seem to be any kind of way out.
Yeah. And I like what you said in the post about selective memory. I mean, that really triggered a lot of thoughts for me. This idea that when we have these selective memories, like I've done, you know, if I've done something bad in my past and I force it out of my memory so that I'm selectively forgetting about that.
Right.
It just sits there.
That's just right. Sits
there and it gnaws, and every once in a while comes back up into my memory.
Right.
And it's that, yeah. That is not, and that you can see that that's what's happening to these guys.
Yeah. The things we choose to remember in our life are often sort of our own recreations of what it was.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And we sort of live by our own little mythologies of what reality is, mm-hmm. right? And then we tend to selectively and conveniently forget what we've done, the pain that we cause others.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we can only live with our own pain, right? And mm-hmm. and what people have done to us, right? So, yeah. So we can't really come to grips with our sins. It's an amazing thing. You know, there's the story of David. We all know that he sinned, right? He broke all the commandments in one fell swoop,
uh-huh, right? Right.
Okay. And here's David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, who wrote the beautiful psalms we pray through every day. And he is in his own locked room, his own place of selective memory.
Yeah.
Right? In other words, he just can't see it. He just kills somebody. He's committed adultery.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And he can't see it because he's living on the surface
yeah.
of his own selective memory. Mm-hmm. Right. So anyways.
So, but isn't it true then that in that same way, those were grinding at him.
Right.
And maybe caused some of the psalms that he wrote, these ones of anguish,
oh, yeah.
and these ones of deep pain.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just those things coming back to the surface,
right?
That he thinks about.
I like the word grinding that you said, because it is grinding underneath, and mm-hmm. yet he's disturbed deeply underneath, but on the surface, he so desperately wants everything, be right.
Yep,
and so Nathan the prophet comes to him, and he knows that David's a powerful guy. He knows he's deeply troubled. If he just out and out said, hey, you know, you're a murderer and an adulterer, and it would be off with his head.
Right, yeah.
Right? So he's very clever because, he's very clever with this thing, and he tells him a story, mm-hmm. okay, where he has to judge, you know, between right and wrong with someone, and he judged rightly, you know, okay. And then he could say, you are the man. And then That's the beautiful point of David, even though he is a sinner. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's got incredible guilt behind him that he could turn and say, aha, it's I, you know what I mean? So we all need mentoring.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's exactly what's going to happen in our next few posts.
Yeah.
We're going to see how God through people can bring people out of their funk.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's lasted for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so we can emerge, but we need help.
Yeah, from
the
outside.
Hardly any of us can just get out of it ourselves. And that's the problem. Well, we lock ourselves out of anybody speaking into our lives.
Mm-hmm. So we have to be open to getting that help from outside of ourselves.
That's right.
And that's what's going to help us the best and the fastest.
Because dealing with evil is so elusive. Mm. It is so elusive. And we can, as we see here, we can really deceive ourselves. So anyways, this whole post has got to do with a very important thing, Danny, because I think that so many of our people in the congregation are stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Are stuck.
Yeah.
And this story, hopefully, can spring them out of it, mm-hmm. right?
Well, help to move them to take the first step, which is to re-bring those things to the surface and then look for some help.
Yeah, come to the priest, come to the church, godly people, and say, hey, listen, my life's going nowhere fast.
Yeah.
Or slowly, as the case may be. I don't believe that I can get out of it.
Yeah.
Right? But I need help. And I see that Scripture really deals with this state of being.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, anything else?
Nope. That's good. Great story about what's happening. And I'm looking forward to the continuation of the story, which is that the brothers are going to go to Egypt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be good.
We'll see what happens next. Thanks so much for coming in.
Mm-hmm, bye.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture.
Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.